Yeah, I think, listen, when you look at the results after Tuesday night, you still have that little bit of doubt. But, I've spoken to a few managers. We seem to think 55 is going to be the mark. Well, we hope it's the mark. You just don't know. And, how crazy this league's been, since I've been here. It's amazing,
Didn't get much better, did it, on Tuesday?
Didn't it? Because, you expect Hull to do, to beat Wolves and Wolves win. And, lucky Derby get a point at Barnsley. Otherwise, it could have been a lot closer. So, as much as we'd like to got 3 points on Tuesday, I think at the end of the day, you take a point. It wasn't the greatest of games. They just shelled it long. I mean, it summed them up when they had the corner in the last minute and they kept it in the corner when they got, four giants, in their team. So, and the ball just didn't, we hit the bar. Matty Phillips' shot was going in, got blocked by Lira. Thomas should have scored. So, we should have won the game. But I said to the lads that we've got to keep picking up points and that's what we've done.
You seem to be, you look at the clean sheet run and you look at the defensive nature of what you can do now, you seem to be in much more control of a game. Nil-nil's a nil-nil, but, there's a lot of stuff has to go on to make that nil-nil.
Yeah, I think it depends. When you go back to, obviously, under Ian Holloway, there was a lot of goals being scored either ends. And I stated when I first came in here, that's not always the best way to keep playing. Sometimes you can get away for a period of time, as shown by the club getting into the Premiership. And they play a great style of football. We still want to play good football if we're allowed to. Obviously we've shown that at Watford and teams on decent pitches. And but you can't win games if you don't, keep a clean sheet. And that's the most important thing in any game for me. And I've played in a lot of very good sides. But our emphasis was on keeping clean sheets. And we've been absolutely great at that, to be fair, since I've come in 10 games. And our defensive records have been fantastic. And we always know we're going to get a chance with the likes of Thomas and Matty and Fonzie. Yeah, right. And that's how it's got to be because of the situation that we're in. I'm sure if we were safe now, you'd probably see a more attacking team, so to speak. But, at the moment, it's the future of the club still hangs in the balance lightly as far as staying in this league. And we've got a very tough one on Saturday.
You mentioned some of the big teams you played in and we were built on defensive partnerships. They didn't always get the credits, usually the wide players or the flair players at the clubs. You go back to your days, Pallister, Bruce, that kind of thing, Man United. Partnerships, how happy are you been with your partnership at the back? Because is it 5-9 they've kept clean sheets?
Yeah, it's 5-9. I think, they've been awesome. I think it was a shame because Caffers was doing well and then he got a bit of a virus and, he's a very good player too and he's been itching to get back in, so it's been hard, for him. But you've got no excuse when you look at the way Gary McKenzie's came in, from League One and slotted in ever so well. And I think football's all about partnerships, I really do, whether it's a left-back and a left-wing or the two midfield players, But mainly, the core of the team has got to be right, it's got to be strong. And I think our core, especially at the back with Baldy and McKenzie, are forming a very, very good partnership. And it'll be tested again on Saturday, that's for sure.